We're now 18 past the hour. Let's go back to the Poderosa Steakhouse in Portland. And your host, the man with the most, John Boggs.
Jeffrey O, how are you this morning?
Or out thou, I am okay, Mr. JB.
Well, Jeff, we have with us Charlene Wilder from Skywriters. We were actually going to have her partner in crime, Jennifer Hartley, but Jennifer had something come up and couldn't make it this morning. But I've been assured by Charlene, actually I was assured by Jennifer, that Charlene can handle anything I throw at her. So, Charlene, welcome.
Thank you so much.
The for our listeners, Skywriters is a program where you match adults and children with special needs and handicaps with horses.
Yes.
And you know, the more I found out about this with you guys, the more I'm just impressed. This is a local initiative. I mean, it's just you and Jennifer and some volunteers, right? Yeah,
Jennifer and I and our two husbands decided after I had their kids in mini 4-H, and I wanted to quit mini 4-H and go on with the special needs people and of all ages with disabilities.
Uh-huh.
And because of my own issue of 22 years of being disabled and a back injury, I had to have a safe horse.
Uh-huh.
This same horse, then, we started out some of our younger riders and some of our more severely disabled riders.
Uh-huh.
On my horse.
Okay.
And just the way that they come around, they may be at first flailing and scared and even screaming.
Uh-huh.
And then just a few steps on that horse, and the next thing you know, they calm down, their hands are on the horn, and they're rocking with the horse's walk.
Wow.
It's just amazing to watch the difference in the way that we can help them. And
uh-huh.
It just helps them connect with the animal. And they come out, if they don't want to ride and they're afraid of the horse, then they get around them and just pet them and brush them. And, you know, have a bucket full of brushes, they can brush all they want.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm sure the horses love that, too.
Oh, yes. There isn't one of our horses that doesn't love that kind of attention.
Uh-huh.
But the kids, it's just amazing to see them. They open up. They
uh-huh.
start to bloom when they're around a horse, and I enjoy that. I really do.
I know when I was very young, I rode, and one of the things I remember is there's just a connection there. I mean,
yeah.
if you have ridden a horse and you haven't connected with a horse, you really haven't enjoyed horseback riding.
Oh, yeah. I had my first ride of the season yesterday.
Did you?
I had to get out in that. Yeah,
well,
called the radio station yesterday, and our boxer and a beagle took off.
Uh-huh.
The boxer was following the beagle.
Uh-huh.
Well, guess who got on the horse and had to go hunting for the boxer and the beagle?
Oh, yeah. I bet you sent him out so you could get on the horse. How long has Skywriters been in existence now?
This is our fifth year.
Okay.
And it's just been growing. It's just amazing. We have people from all over that have brought their horses. Richard Forthover with his big Shires has brought them in, and
uh-huh.
The kids just fell in love with them. Just big, beautiful, gentle giants.
Okay.
We call them. But we have several volunteers now, and there's probably 8 or 10 horses now.
Now, I know this is an expense for you,
yes.
your family and Jennifer's family, and I know you've had a couple fundraisers in past years. I haven't heard of anything this year. Do you have a fundraiser? Have you had one, or are you planning one?
We're planning an auction the 5th of May. It's
okay.
The first Saturday in May at Bear Creek Farms, and it'll be a benefit tack auction.
Okay.
And we're hoping to buy more of our supplies, you know, things like our stirrups, our helmets, things like that that we have to have. Special stirrups, special helmets for our state show. So, you know, if we get extras and we have helmets that we can put on each person, that helps. Instead of having to, you know, grab one off of this person. No, that's a large, that's
yeah.
a medium, you know. Then we'd have enough for each person, and we're going to try to do that with our auction.
Okay.
And helmets aren't cheap to get the right ones.
Oh, I know. And in addition to the cost of transporting the horses
yeah.
from your home to Bear
oh, yes.
Creek Farms to the feed for the horses and the equipment.
Yeah.
Let's tell our listeners, we were talking off the air about a saddle. a special saddle for a handicap. Tell us what the price is on one of those. And
I had been pricing them, and the place that made them out of Arkansas was anywhere from $3,200 to $4,000.
Okay.
And the backs of them was two sticks of wood coming up out of the leather, and I just decided that that was not that safe if the horse fell. It was just two stakes of wood and then a back cushion, and that was what they were supposed to lean against. Well, I have a local industrialist that works with plastics, and we're working together to design my kind of saddle.
That's going to be safer, but
it'll have a breakaway back on it. It'll be covered in leather and leather padded, but the plastic will be that heavy plastic and literally snap in. And the saddles we're using are what they call the endurance saddles.
Uh-huh.
So they have little D-rings that stick up, and you could snap your quick release snaps right into that for
excellent.
That back.
And well, so with that kind of
that'll work.
With that kind of expense, I know you need some donations. So.
Yes, we have the two saddles bought. We're just working on them now.
Okay.
But, you know, there's other things we need.
If anybody's interested in donations or volunteering or more information about Skyriders, what can they do?
Oh, man, just call Jennifer.
Okay.
And I don't have her phone number on me, or myself, 765-369-3947. Stop out by my place, 6817 West, 300 South. We have our horses out there.
Okay.
We did lose we had a Percheron Frisian mix, and we lost her this winter. She was well over 20. She was smooth mouth.
Yeah.
And we were hoping that she would last another year because everybody loved her too. You know, another one of those gentle giants.
Yeah.
But usually when you work with people, you don't think about it, but you can't have a rider that's more than 20% of your horse's weight, or it's hard on the horse, and the horse just kind of gets stubborn and doesn't want to let him ride.
Right.
So for our bigger riders, we need the bigger horses.
Bigger horse. How many horses do you have now?
We have about 10.
Really?
I have 10 at home, but I mean, we have about 10 up there.
Okay.
And I do have some young ones that we're breaking out and working. I've got some 4 and 5 year olds, and they're just going to have to take on the responsibility.
Okay.
Because some of my old ones are getting old.
Now you do this at Bear Creek Farms.
At Bear Creek Farms. And Carla has let us in the indoor arena one Saturday a month, and she's just been fantastic.
And
she's
and
wonderful.
One Saturday a month, is it the first Saturday? Or
second Saturday of the month.
Second Saturday of the month. So if anybody can't get a hold of you or hasn't got a hold of you, they can just go up to Bear Creek.
Go up to Bear Creek Farms, 2 to 5 on the second Saturday of the month.
Okay.
We'll probably be there.
Okay. And I'll make sure that we have numbers at the station. If anybody didn't get your number written down, and we'll get Jennifer's, so if they're interested, they can call the radio station. We'll make sure we have some information for you. Charlene, I really applaud you. I think you do a wonderful service for the community.
I know it's
a labor of love. I can tell by the smile on your face how much you enjoy it.
After I broke my back, and that's been 22 years, I didn't get a ride for that first year, and it was just tearing me up. But then the second year, you know, they let me ride and made a special brace. My doctor wanted me to be protected so that I could ride. And, you know, when you haven't rode for a while and you get a ride in the creek beds and you get to see the fall colors and stuff and all the different colors, leaves floating in the water, and you're walking through it and stirring up the water with each foot step, you just, I don't know, it's a scene that you just don't forget.
Yeah.
And you're thankful that you get to do it again, you know, after.
Well, we're thankful that you help others do it, too.
Yes, and if they can enjoy it like I did.
We really appreciate it. And we ask our listeners, you know, if this pulls the strings of your heart, get involved with Skyriders as a volunteer for a donation, or just go up and watch on a Saturday and see the good that they do for the community.
Oh, we have a lot of people that don't even know anything about horses. And they come up, and now they're helping at our state show and everything, and they'll lead a horse, or they'll take the kids when they win awards. They'll take them to the awards area and pick up their awards. It's just, we need all kinds of volunteers.
Okay. Charlene, thank you for joining us this morning.
Really
appreciate it. Appreciate the work you do for us.
We enjoy it.
Jeffrey O., we're back to you. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with Alicia Leonards from Life Bridge Senior Behavioral Health.